主的平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次一起来寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again can come together to seek Lord's will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
你借着你爱子所成就的救赎是何等的浩大。
How great is the salvation you have accomplished through your beloved Son.
真是我们眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，人心也没有想过。
Our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and our hearts have never imagined.
若不是你借着圣灵，我们是没有办法明白，没有办法知道。
Without by your spirit, Holy Spirit, we cannot understand nor know.
我们真愿意你像刚才唱的那首诗歌一样，
We hope just like the hymn we sang.
在我们身上开我们的心眼，带我们进入对你该有的认识。
Open our inner eyes, so lead us into the knowledge we should have.
带我们进入天父与神儿子那宝贵的关系、
And、
荣耀的关系。
Lead us to enter in the precious relationship of the Father and Son and the glorious relationship as well.
你若不是亲自做工，我们不能够、很清楚地知道这是什么。
If you do not do this work yourself, we cannot understand this.
我们只有无依无靠地来到你的面前。
Without any other reliance, we come before you.
因为你创造我们。
Because you have created us.
你也救赎我们。
And you've saved us.
你也为我们的前途已经摆设了一个计划。
And you have already set a plan for our future.
而且你为你的儿女所预备的是到荣耀里面去。
And what you have prepared for your children is to lead us into glory.
这没有一样是在我们原来的心思里面。
And none of those are in our original thoughts.
也不是说话的人能用地上的话能说得清楚。
And it's not that the one who speaks can clearly explain this with earthly words.
我们求你向我们心说话。
Do speak to our hearts.
像说话的，像翻译的。像听话的说话。
Speak to the one who speaks and the one who translates and those who hear.
求你敞开天上的窗户。
Do open the heavenly window.
因为你知道我们。
For you know us.
你知道每一颗心。
And you know each one of our hearts.
你知道每一位的光景。
You know each one of our condition.
就是连听录音的你都知道。
And even those who are listening the recordings, you know them.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
愿你遇见我们。
Do pray that you meet us.
在你的话中遇见我们。
Meet us in your words.
在你同在中遇见我们。
Meet us in your presence.
在你的鉴察中遇见我们。
And meet us in your examination.
在你一切奇妙的工作中遇见我们。
Meet us in your miraculous work.
愿今天是我们遇见你的一个日子。
Do pray that today is the day we meet you.
我们把我们自己，把每一位都无依无靠地交在你手中。
Without any other reliance, we offer ourselves and each one of us unto your hands.
愿你所做的工作，叫我们可以指着耶稣基督的名夸口。
Do pray that we can boast in the name of Lord Jesus Christ because of your work.
也从我们的深处把颂赞荣耀归给坐宝座的羔羊和父神。
And from the bottom of heart, we give up all the thanksgiving and praises to the Lamb on the throne and Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读一段圣经，在哥林多后书第三章。
Let's read a place of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
从第五节到第十一节。
Let's read from verse 5 to 11.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事。我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光 不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大。
For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
那从前有荣光的，因着极大的荣光，就算不得有荣光了。
For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels.
若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious.
我们再看十七、十八节。
And let's look at verse 17 and 18.
主就是那灵，主在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all with open face, beholding us in glass of the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们一直在思考一个题目，就是新约执事的特征。
We have been thinking of the topic upon the special characteristics of the New Testament ministers.
所以我们照着主的心意活在新约里面，这个服事的人是有特性的。
So according to the Lord's will, as we live in this New Testament time, this person who serves has his special characteristics.
在刚才我们读的 那些圣经当中，
Among all the scriptures we just read,
有两个字出现非常丰富。
There are two words that often repeat themselves.
一个是荣光，就是荣耀。
One is glory.
一个是灵或者圣灵。
One is the Spirit or Holy Spirit.
所以这里呢，似乎给我们提醒，我们在这个新约的服事里面，新约的这跟随主里面，是在主的荣耀里面，也在灵里面。
So it seems to remind us, as we follow the Lord in this New Testament and also our service, is in the Spirit and in the Lord's glory.
我们的主是荣耀的主。
Our Lord is the glorious Lord.
就算我们不认识他或者不承认，他还是荣耀的主。
Even if we don't know him or we don't confess that, but he is still the glorious Lord.
他荣耀是个事实。
His glory is a fact.
但是我们需要认识。
But we need to know this.
所以在这段圣经里面，至少有三个需要重要认识的荣耀部分。
So in this scripture, that at least there are three parts about glory which we need to understand.
一个是属灵执事的荣耀。
Which is the glory of the ministration of the Spirit.
新约的执事或者我们的服事是应该在灵里面或者是在圣灵里面的服事。
The New Testament ministers and our service should be in spirit and in the Holy Spirit.
所以这里有一个荣耀需要认识。
So there is this glory we need to know.
它跟生命有关系，跟新造的生命有关系。
Has to do with the newly created life.
它也跟神的能力有关系。
And has to do with God's power.
它跟神的性情有关系。
Has to do with God's characteristics.
圣灵是很大很大的。
And the Holy Spirit is so great.
我们需要看见这个荣耀，而且需要接受，而且需要跟着这个荣耀走。
We have to see this glory, accept it, and also following this glory.
另外还有一个特别强调的荣耀，就是称义的荣耀，称义执事的荣耀。
And there's another glory, which is the ministration of righteousness, which is glorious.
这个称义，你知道，在主耶稣再来的时候，心腹装饰整齐，可以，他有什么呢？有什么特别呢？他可以蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
What is special about when our Lord comes back and this bride is being adorned, that she is able to put on this white, clean, fine linen, which is the righteousness.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
This fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
圣徒不但是称义了。
The saints are not just being justified.
圣徒把神的义活在生命中，活在生活中。
But the saints also live out the righteousness of God in their lives.
不但是如此，而且这个称义呢，可以发出光出来。
And not only that, but this justification is able to shine through.
神是圣洁的，所以圣徒也把神的圣洁见证出来。
God is holy, therefore the saints are able to testify the holiness of God.
神是荣耀的，圣徒也把神的荣耀在称义当中见证出来。
God is glory, therefore in saints' righteousness, they are able to testify God's glory.
所以称义是一个对啊，像中文，因为中文的义啊，跟圣经讲的意思不太一样。
So to be justified, it means to be right.
啊，在神看过对。
To be right in God's eyes.
啊，今天我们再来注意另外一个荣光。
And today let's look at another glory.
就是第十一节说，长存的就更有荣光了。
That's in verse 11. It says that much more that which remains is glorious.
这长存原文那个字是住。同住的意思。
The original meaning of remains is to abide.
住在主里面，那个住。
To dwell, to abide in the Lord.
所以属灵的荣光，属灵之事的荣光，称义之事的荣光，和长存的荣光，是在我们身上使我们有变化的。
So this ministration of the Spirit, the ministration of righteousness, and also this What is remaining, that is glorious.
从这张圣经来看的话，一个基督徒，一个跟神有正常关系的基督徒，跟其他有什么不同？
So when we look at those, what is the difference of the normal Christians who have normal relationship with God? What are their difference with others?
他有什么服事是出于圣灵，是出于神开始的？
Whatever they serve, it's originally from the Holy Spirit and from God.
所以它是属灵的职事，它的源头是神自己。
So it's the ministration of the Spirit, the source is God Himself.
它有什么服事是神看为对，不是以人的角度来看。
Whatever service is based is right in God's eyes, not from human beings' perspective.
它有什么服事是看着神丰富的同在。
And his ministration are to be seen of the presence, the abundance of presence of God.
不是一些属地的、属人的东西。
Not just earthly or human things.
也许有一些地上的活动，但是重要的什么？是神丰富的同在。
There might be some earthly activities, but most important is the presence of God.
所以这个呢，在人身上是产生有影响的。
So there is this influence on man.
所以在这一章里面，这一些服事人或者这些圣徒有一些特性。
So there are special characteristics of those who serve in this chapter.
有的特性是什么？他们成为基督的见信。
And some special characteristics is that they become the letters of recommendation of Christ.
就是这些基督徒，他是从心里去认识和跟随主。
For those Christians from the bottom of their hearts, they understand and follow the Lord.
所以人家看到他的时候，就对耶稣基督、对父神就开始有认识。
So when people see them, then they start to understand about Lord Jesus Christ and also to our Father.
所以他们的行事为人，他们的一切，可以把基督推荐出来。
So through their deeds and their walk, they're able to recommend Christ.
这是很宝贵的事情。
And that's so precious.
而且另外的就是他们呢，是新约的执事，也就是他们是这律法是刻在他们的心里面的。
And they are the ministers of the New Testament, that is the law are engraved in their hearts.
他不是用字面来遵循律法。
They do not follow the laws by letters.
那我们常常喜欢定很多规矩。
We often like to set up so many rules.
因为这样是特别容易。
For that's easier for us.
但圣灵要在我们身上做一个工作，就是律法是刻在心里面的，没有外面的规矩在里面。
But the Holy Spirit would like to do a work in us so that the law is engraved in our hearts, not outside.
我对了一个弟兄或对一个朋友，我做了得罪神的事情，我不需要别人告诉我。
If I sin against God towards friends or toward brother, I don't need anyone else to tell me.
我只要一做，律法因为在我里面，所以主就先责备我。
As soon as I do something like this, because the law is within me, so the Lord will rebuke me first.
有一次我跟一个弟兄去看一个现在已经100岁以上的一个弟兄。
Once I visit an elderly brother who is already over 100 years old, I visit that brother with another brother.
我们在那交谈当中，我们把一些教会的一些情况跟弟兄谈一谈。
I fellowship with how the condition of church with the brother.
他说，现在这个就说现在这个时就现在信主的跟他们那个时代信主的有很大的差别。
He said there's a great difference between those who believe the Lord now and comparing to those Christians who believe the Lord back in their generation.
有一个重大的差别，就是他们信主的时候就写了很多的道歉信。
The biggest difference is that when they believed the Lord at that time, they wrote a lot of letters to apologize.
在他们信主以前呢，他们都没有觉得他们做错什么。
Before they believed the Lord, they never felt they did something wrong.
当他们真的信主之后呢，他们发现我又得罪了那个弟兄，我又得罪了那个姊妹，我又做错了这件事。我对那个人 又对不起。
After they truly believe the Lord, they realize they have sinned against this certain brother, that certain sister, or too many other people.
他说他们那个时代大家信主的人哈，一个人写100多分是很平常的事情。
He said back then in their generation, for a person to write more than 100 apologizing letters, that was normal for them.
这后面有没有人？在那里推说你要写多少，你要写多少，没有，这是什么？这是圣灵在里面做工。
Nobody was pushing them to say you have to write certain number of letters, but it was truly the work of Holy Spirit.
这是律法的功用在里面。
And that's the work of the function of the law.
所以呢，因为这样的缘故呢，所以这些的弟兄啊，他们的属灵的敏锐度啊，就特别强啊。
And because of this, so their sensitivity toward the Spirit was so strong.
我明明得罪了这个弟兄，我明明做错了那个，我明明那个，但是我就是不承认。
It was so true. I sinned against this brother, and I did this or that wrong, but I'm not willing to confess.
那他的结果就是，我虽然信主，但是主在我身上没有路。
Then the result is that even though I believe the Lord, but there is no way of the Lord on me.
主要告诉我对的事情呢，我接受不了。
And the Lord would like to let me know what is right. I'm not able to accept it.
主要引导我走对的路呢，我走不上去。
The Lord would like to guide me to walk on the way of righteousness, but I'm not able to walk on it.
因为也许我在信主之前，我已经这里有一个错，那里有一个错，这里有一个都挡在前面。
It could be that before I believed the Lord, I had so many different things, and it actually blocked my way.
还不是信主之前，信主之后我也发生很多。
It did not just happen before I believed the Lord. It also happened many times after I believed the Lord.
如果不牵涉到人，我就不需要做什么。
If it has nothing to do with people, then I do not need to do anything.
但的确是牵涉到有个具体的对象。
But it actually had to do with certain object, the subject.
因为有具体的对象，所以呢，这一个呢，会在见证上。让我自己跟随上产生障碍。
Because there were actual objects, so that there's the blockage of my testimony.
所以他说，为什么很多现在教会的光景或者圣徒跟主的那个关系不像以前那么好？这是一个重要的问题。
So this is one important issue. The reason for current Christians, their condition with the Lord is not as good as previous, other generation Christians.
我们记得以前在帮助新刚信主的弟兄姊妹，有一个功课叫做了结以往。
I remember that as we help the brothers and sisters who just believe the Lord to learn the lessons, there is a lesson that is called to be done with the past.
这是一个重要的功课。
And that's a very important lesson.
当这个真的功课学好了，这个人这里面的属灵的感觉，受圣灵引导的那个受圣灵的那个敏锐度，就增强很多很多。
When we learn this lesson well, then our sensitivity toward the Spirit will be much stronger.
所以这个做得越彻底，这个人跟主的关系就越好。
So the more solidly we're able to do this, then the better the relationship us with the Lord.
你知道很多跟人家写道歉的很多面子问题啊。
We truly care about our face as we write apologizing letters.
但是因为我们在主里，我们就把这个面子问题搁在主手上。
But because we are in the Lord, therefore we lay down our faith issue unto the Lord.
主看为对，比我的面子要大多了。
What the Lord sees as right is much bigger than my own faith.
所以越是在那里有好的学习的，越有可能从他身上发出这个得救之后那个新生命或者主同在的那个光芒出来。
So the better the person learns the lessons well, then the better that one is able to shine this light out for his new life.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
So this is very precious.
啊，所以心腹装饰整齐，是得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
So for the bride to be fully adorned is to be able to put on this white and clean white linen.
神的荣光有发表，有彰显的气。
So there's a vessel for Lord's glory to be manifested.
但这里有一个荣耀是同住的。
And there's this glory that is to abide together.
这一点我们都很缺乏。
And this is something that we lack.
因为我们到主面前去常常是好像做客一样。
But because we often go to the Lord as guests.
偶尔在主面前来恢复正常一下，然后呢，马上又不正常。
It might be once in a while we become normal in the Lord, but then immediately we become abnormal.
也许我们来聚会的时候还不错。
It might be as we come to gatherings, we seem to be okay.
聚会当中也不错。
And during the gathering, we're okay.
一出了门呢，马上就跟主就断了关系。
As soon as we leave the door, then immediately our relationship with the Lord is cut off.
所以这个同住对我们来讲，对大部分的聚会来讲的话，是非常。缺乏经历的。
So this abiding is to most of the Christians, we do lack this experience.
但是呢，这里呢是对我们是能够变成主的形状的，是有重要的影响。
But this has great influence for us to be transformed into the image of the Lord.
如果我们在主面前不能持续的住在主面前，你发现我们这人是不会改变的。
If we cannot continuously abide in the Lord, then we realize we cannot be changed.
是不会长大的。
We would not grow.
如果我们只住在人当中，不住在主面前呢？不住在主里面，那个荣光，那个在荣耀里面变成主的形状呢？对我们来讲是一个难以想象，是一个不可发生在我们身上的事情。
If we only dwell among men and not dwell with the Lord, then to be transformed into the glorious image of the Lord is something we cannot imagine.
所以这有看见，长存的就更有荣光了。
So here we see that what remains is even more glorious.
同住是荣耀更大。
To abide with the Lord is even more glorious.
要如果我们愿意被主带到主所要把我们带到那个荣耀里面去。
If we are willing to be guided by the Lord to enter into a glory,
与主同住是不能缺少的。
To abide with the Lord is something cannot be lacking.
所以保罗在这里特别提醒我们。
So Paul here reminds us,
长存的荣光就更大了。
What remains is even more glorious.
希望主在我们里面给我们有深刻的印象。
So do hope Lord gave us this impression.
让我们能够在这个功课上能够有宝贵的学习，甚至在主再来以前，我们能学好我们该学好的。
So we can have precious learning about this lesson, and also before the Lord comes back, we're able to learn this lesson well.
趁着今天还有机会，我们求主帮助我们进入实在的、有效的学习。
As we still have chance today, do hope that the Lord helps us to enter into the effective and actual learning.
那我想 帮助我自己，帮助我们大家一起明白同住这个方面。
So I would like to help myself and help everyone to understand about this abiding.
因为讲住最多的是约翰。
For it is John who mentioned the most about abiding.
所以我们稍微思考一下约翰福音13章到17章。
So let us meditate upon the Gospel of John chapter 13 through 17.
因为圣经太多了，不能读了。
For there are so many verses, so we cannot read through them.
我就跟大家稍微把一些重点提醒一下。
So I just like to remind everyone the important points.
我们知道约翰福音哈，许多读约翰福音的弟兄告诉我们，约翰福音在第一章到第七章主要是生命。
So those who read the scripture, brothers tell us that for the Gospel Book of John from chapter 1 through 7, it's focused upon life.
第八章到第十二章主要重点在光。
For chapter 8 through 12, the focus is upon light.
神是光，耶稣基督是光。
God is light and Lord Jesus is light.
跟从他的就不在黑暗里面。
Those who follow him should not, should no longer in darkness.
但从十三章以后呢，重点在爱。
And start from chapter 13, the focus is upon love.
所以这是这个大概的这个约翰福音的许多强调的重点。
So those are the important key points of Gospel Book of John.
但十三章一开始主做了一件事情。
And starting from chapter 13, our Lord did one thing.
这件事情就是帮门徒洗脚。
That is to wash the disciples' feet.
可是呢，在这十三章一开始的时候呢，他说逾越节近了。
And starting as soon as the in the beginning of chapter 13, it says that the Passover is here.
不但逾越节近了，而且呢，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
And not only the Passover is near, and Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
For that, since he loved those who belong to him, then he loved them to the end.
然后呢，又有一节说，第三节说，耶稣知道自己父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
And verse 3 says that Jesus, knowing that Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
He rises from supper and lay aside his garments and took a towel and girded his garments and girded himself. That he pours water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was girded.
这一段主做的这个什么为门徒洗脚，我想大家都很熟悉，而且有很多人也模仿这个。
I think everyone are familiar with how our Lord washed disciples' feet, and even people imitate this.
但这里呢，这圣经一开始的时候强调逾越节近了，主耶稣是神的羔羊。
And in the beginning of this chapter, it focused upon the Passover is near, and our Lord is the Lamb of God.
他要做赎罪的工作。
He would like to do the redemption work.
但是约翰福音所告诉我们的神的羔羊呢，不止在赎罪这一面。他的脚中也成为圣徒的脚中。
And the Gospel Book of John tells us the work of the Lord is not just about redemption, and his footsteps are also become the footsteps of saints.
那主耶稣复活之后呢，是回到父那里去。
After our Lord Jesus was risen, that he returned to the Father.
然后这里他说，这里不在这里，那个。这里他说呢，父已将万有交在他的手里面。
He says that Father has given all things into his hands.
所以主耶稣是他去上十字架的时候，他其实是带着掌管神已经万有的东西的那样的权柄的人。
As our Lord went on the cross, he already has the fact that he's able to in rule of all of the things.
如果我们是像主这样。掌管一切的所有。
If we are just like our Lord in authority of all things,
我们会不会就是教教他就好？但主不是，主说他帮门徒洗脚。
But if we are just like our Lord, then we would our Lord is so different from us. Then he actually washed his disciples' feet.
这里发现什么？主做的事情呢， 是需要我们被启示的。
We realize that what our Lord does, we need to be, have revelation.
他不是因为他已经掌管了万有，所以他说吩咐一声就好了。
It's not that he's already in reign of all things, therefore he just give commandment.
不是。
It's not so.
他呢，为门徒洗脚。
He washed disciples' feet.
然后洗到彼得的时候，彼得说不可以洗，不可以洗。
And when it came to Peter's turn, then Peter told our Lord, say, Lord, don't do so.
那主说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And the Lord told Peter that if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me.
所以这个洗脚有个重要的目的，就是让彼得能够与主有份。
So the important purpose of washing the feet is that so Peter has to do with the Lord.
也就是说要把彼得能够让他实在能够在主里面也能够他跟就是说像主跟天父的关系那样的实在的关系里面。
So it's to let Peter to have the such a true relationship with the Lord, just like our Lord's relationship with the Father.
那主又说了说什么？这个洗脚是叫我们得洁净。
And Lord also says to wash the feet is to cleanse us.
所以主降卑他自己。
So our Lord has humbled himself.
所以如果我们觉得我们比别人丰富。
And if we think that we are more abundant than others.
如果我们要服侍人。
If we would like to serve others.
要服侍到什么地步呢？
What kind of situation should we serve until?
主说我洗你的脚，你若不洗的话，就与我无份了。
And the Lord says, I wash your feet. If I don't wash you, then if you do not let me wash you, then you have no part with me.
所以如果一个人他被主所差派人去服侍的话，他应该被服侍到跟主的关系，跟天父的关系，能够是归正的关系。
So if someone is being sent by the Lord to serve others, his service should serve others to the point that to let others to have the right relationship with the Lord, just like our Lord with his Father.
那另外呢，这个人也是，他如果不是洁净的，他能够因为这个服事能够得到洁净。
And also, if the people are not clean, then through the service, then he's able to be clean.
然后这一段话就是从十三章一直到十七章呢。主多次讲说他要到父那里去。
And from chapter 13 to 17, many times our Lord says he will return to the Father.
而且在14章第三节说，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
And chapter 14 verse 3 says that, and if I go and prepare a place for, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and that where I am, there you may also be.
这一句话呢，可以领会成主将来再来的时候，他在哪里，我们在哪里。
So we can also understand this as when our Lord comes back, where He is, so will we be.
但是你如果在别的地方又看到了主在哪里，我们就在哪里。
And also from other places, we see that wherever our Lord is, where, that's where we are.
所以主服事的结果就是叫我们能够真正的无论什么时候都与主同在。
So the result of our Lord's service is that no matter where we are together with the Lord.
那主在这段话里面特别的能够告诉门徒，在他里面跟父神有个特殊的关系。
And here the Lord tells the disciples that there is a special relationship within him with the Father.
这个关系就是父神在他里面。
And this relationship is that the Father is in him.
他也在父神里面。
And he is also in the Father.
那门徒就对这个就觉得很困难。
So the disciples felt this is so difficult.
那主说，我跟你们在一起这么久，我行神迹。我讲道，我做这个，我做那个。
And the Lord said that I was with you all those time. I did all the miracles. I also share and I did all this.
主就说，我说的话不是我说的。
And the Lord says what I said was not from myself.
我说的话是因为父在我里面已经做成了一个工作，这个工作做完了之后，我必须要把这个做的他做的工作变成话说出来。
What I said was because Father in me has already done this work in me. So after this work has been accomplished, I have to say what he told me.
所以你听到的是耶稣的声音。 事实上什么?是父神的意思,是父神的声音。
So even though you heard the voice of Jesus, but actually what you heard is the voice of the Father and His will.
你看我叫那个38年瘫子得救,你看我叫那个生来瞎眼的眼睛得看见,不是我做的,是天父要我去把这个事情做出来。
You see, as I was able to save the lame person who was laying there for 38 years, and also I was able to open the eyes of the blind. All this was not my work, but it was the Father in me tell me to do all those.
所以主告诉他们说，你跟我在一起三年半，你们跟我在一起三年半，你听到我说话，你看到我做事，其实是天父在说话。
So the Lord told his disciples that you were with me all those 3.5 years, that you heard me speak, and also you saw me doing all those work. But it was actually was the Father speaking, and also Father doing the work.
然后呢，这一段讲完了之后呢，他说呢，我实实在在第十四章12节说，我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为。 我往父那里去。
And after that, chapter 14, verse 12, the Lord says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
所以这里是说，主耶稣跟天父有一个活的关系。
So here tells us there's a living relationship with our Lord Jesus and the Father.
蒙恩得救的圣徒。 也应该进入主耶稣跟天父这个活的关系。
All the saints saved by grace should also enter into this living relationship just like our Father and just like our Lord and the Father.
主耶稣是那位神在他里面做工，让他有话说，让他有工作。
Lord Jesus is because God works within him, so therefore he has words to say and he has work to do.
那信主的人，信他的人呢？ 也是什么？天父在主耶稣里面工作，同时主耶稣在他里面，所以神在那里做工，使得他有话说，使他有神的工在那里做。And
so are all those who believe unto the Lord, because Lord are within those people, and therefore when God is doing work in our Lord, and so therefore that those who believe unto the Lord has words to say and has work to do.
因为主的肉身不能一直在地上，主必须要回到天上去。
Because our Lord's flesh could not always stay on the earth, he has to return to heaven.
所以他说我要回到父那里去。
So he said, I will return to the Father.
然后在13节说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，因为叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And verse 13 says, Whatsoever you should ask in my name, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son.
这里讲奉我的名,
he says, in my name.
其实原文是在我的名里面。
And the original text is, in my name.
所以也就是什么, 这里就提醒我有一个关系, 我们奉主的名, 或者我们在主的名里面, 应该是在这个名里面, 应该是像主耶稣在天父里面那样，天父跟主耶稣，主耶稣跟天父的那样的关系里面。
So here reminds us that in the name of the Lord, there's a relationship should be just like the Father, just like the relationship with our Lord and the Father, and Father with the Lord.
因为是那样的关系，所以呢，在主的名里面去求的时候呢，主就做事。
Because of that kind of relationship, therefore. In the Lord and ask in His name, then the Lord will do work.
我觉得在腓立比书第二章哈，好像特别给我感觉这个，在主的名里面，从这个第二章第五节到第十一节呢，你把那个感觉可以这个带出来。
I feel in Philippians chapter 2, especially from verse 5 through 11, it can give the feeling about in the name of the Lord.
我们看一下腓立比书第二章第5到第11节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
这里讲到主耶稣他原来跟神的地位是同等的。
Here talks about the original position of our Lord Jesus is equal with God.
但是同等他却不强夺，不去抢。
Even though he's equal with God, but he's not taking this into robbery.
你知道，今天我们如果有人差不多啊，我们就打得不可开交。
You know that if today we are kind of equal with another person, then we start to fight with the other person.
但是他说，不但不强夺，而且反倒倒空他自己，虚己，然后取了奴仆的形象，一直到上了十字架。
Not only taken this as something to be grasped with, but also made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant.
所以神将他升为至高，赐给他超乎万民之上。
So God has exalted him to the most high and gave him a name that is above every name.
所以这个名后头有一个神儿子与天父的那个宝贵的关系。
So behind this name, there is a precious relationship of God's Son and the Father.
所以今天我们要奉这个名来求的话，我们应该要进到这个关系里面。
So if today we should ask anything in this name, we should enter into the same relationship.
如果我们是一个不顺服神的人，然后又要让神因着他的名给我们像给主耶稣那样的特别的祝福、特别的工作，这有点。你在逻辑上都不同的。
If we are not obedient to the Father, and if we still would like the Lord to give us the same thing as our Father's relationship with the Lord, then it's actually not logical.
所以，如果我们有这个关系，主就应许说：“你奉我的名，你在我的里面，你所求的，我一定会做，一定成就。”
So if we have this relationship, then our Lord promises us that.If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
因为这个在神面前是一个受神，可以受神引导，可以连于宝座，神荣耀的心意可以启示给他的对象。
For this is someone who is able to be guided by God and also be united, connected to the throne, and God's will is able to be revealed to this person.
所以后来他十五节以后，第十四章十五节以后讲，你们爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
So chapter 14 of John and verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
然后后来就讲到主差宝惠师来，圣灵来。
And later on talks about the Lord sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来就带我们能够进入主住在父里面，父在主里面，或者我们在主里面，主在我们，成为一个可以经历的实际。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, we're able to experience how that the Lord is in us and we are in the Lord. This, we can enter into this actual relationship.
那这个经历有什么特性?
And what's the special characteristics of this experience?
为了让大家明白比较简单一点啊，这个经历在圣灵主差宝惠师来在十四章告诉我们，这个经历分为三个层次。
So to help everyone understand better this experience about the Lord sending the Comforter, there are three different levels.
一个是生命的这一面。
One is life.
这个生命的部分呢，就特别我们可以经历那个生命的同在，那个同在的感觉，生命的感觉。
We are able to feel the sense of life that is the presence of this life.
其实基督徒，你知道，有时候基督徒碰面的时候啊，没有先介绍我是基督徒，但是呢，如果碰到那个基督徒是有生命的感觉，你会有感觉的。
Sometimes when Christians meet each other, even though we do not know that the other person is a Christian, but if we both have the sense of life, we can feel it.
这感觉不是那个人，因为他有神的同在。
It's not about that person, but because he has the presence of God.
如果他没有神的同在，你就没感觉。
If that person does not have the presence of God, then you won't have any feeling.
所以我们自己是可以经历神的同在，圣灵的同在。
So ourselves is able to experience the presence of God, the presence of Holy Spirit.
然后另外在十八节说，不撇下你们为孤儿，解决人生孤单的问题。
And verse 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So it resolves the issue of loneliness in our lives.
我们常常看到人比主更重要。
Often we see that people are more important than the Lord.
所以呢，如果我们一离开的人呢，我们就好像进到黑暗，进到地狱里面去。
So as soon as we leave people, then it seems like we fall into darkness and hate.
啊，我这个不是说不要跟人同在哈，千万不要误会啊。
But please do not think that I say that that I don't want you to be with people.
也就是说，这里也说什么，主可能把你摆在人群当中，但是只有你一个是信主的。
It might be that the Lord puts you among people, but it's only yourself as a Christian.
或者把你摆在一个不太容易接触人的环境当中，但是你不会觉得你是孤儿。
Or the Lord might place you in such situation that you might not encounter many people, that you would not feel that you are orphaned.
最近我姊妹跟孩子都不在，都很远。
Recently, my wife and daughter, they are not here.
好多次，好多弟兄姊妹很关心，就说你是不是很孤单啊？你是不是这样那样啊？我说我忙得不得了啊。
Oftentimes, many times that the brothers and sisters ask me, "Do you feel lonely?" But I told them that I'm so busy.
真的，这个不是唱高调啊，你。那个生命在你里面的时候啊，你主的生命主在你里面的时候，你不管在怎样的环境，你都不孤单的。
It's so true that as I'm not boasting because when the Lord's life is within us, then you will never feel lonely.
这是需要去经历的啊，这个你们经历的你都知道啊。
You will know it once you experience this.
另外一面怎么讲说？主说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
And on the other hand, the Lord says, "Because I live, therefore you shall live."
复活生命的经历。
This experience of the resurrected life.
与主同复活的经历。
Experience of risen together with the Lord.
与主同复活不是我们想出来的。
It's not something that out of our own imagination to resurrect with the Lord.
与主同复活，你只要愿意顺服圣灵，你就会把你的同死、同埋葬、同复活就带到那个经历里面去。
If you are willing to obey the Holy Spirit, then you are able to enter into the experience of to die, to bury, and resurrect with the Lord.
所以这是告诉我们说，他在我们里面，我们也在他里面。
So this is to tell us that He is in us and we are in Him.
然后呢，圣灵要带我们进入爱的经历。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into an experience of love.
但是呢，这里我们就可能不太喜欢。
But this is something that we might not like it.
那第二十节说，有了我的命令，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Verse 21 says, He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
主是用他给我们命令的时候，我们怎么回应他的命令？
When the Lord gives us commandments, so what is our reaction to His commandments?
有了我的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱我的。
He that has my commandments and keep them, that he is the one that loves the Lord.
在我们要爱人以前，主要先问说，我爱主不爱主。
Before we are able to love people, the Lord first asks us, do we love the Lord?
在我们说爱主的时候，主的命令来到的时候，我们的回应是 接受还是拒绝？
When we say we love the Lord and when the Lord's commandment comes, do we accept it or we reject it?
有一个传教士哈，在非洲传教。
One of our missionaries is doing evangelist work in Africa.
那因为那里都没有文字的圣经。
Because there are no written Bibles.
那他呢就要做把圣经呢翻译成当地的文字。
So he has to translate the Bible into the local written language.
他翻了翻了还翻得挺顺。
As he is translating, everything went smoothly.
等到翻到一个地方呢，他很挣扎。
But it came to the point he had much struggle.
他知道，他认识这些非洲的这些他传福音的对象。
He knew all those people that the object of his preaching the gospel.
他在主面前过不去，他说我不能翻了，我翻的话，他们一定要照这样对我的。
He actually could not go on with this because he told the Lord that if I translate this, then they would do the same thing to me.
是哪一句话呢？
What is it?
有借贷的不可推辞。
If people ask from you to ask to lend to them, then you cannot reject them.
他一翻到这里就卡在那里，他不敢再翻下去了。
And he got stuck here. He did not dare to translate.
半跟主半交涉也办不通。
After he negotiated with the Lord could not let him go.
然后僵了很久的时间。
And after stuck there for such a long time,
因为这里不翻下面就不下去了。
Because if he did not translate this, then he could not continue on.
有一天他在主面前伏下来。
One day he finally bow down before the Lord.
伏下来呢，他就翻出来了。
Then he translated this.
一翻出来，马上一送给那些非洲的弟兄。
As soon as he sent that verse to the African brothers,
他们一看到，哇，太好了。
As soon as they saw, the brothers saw it, they said it was so good.
所以那天晚上把他家里所有的家具统统搬光光。
Then that night, all those African brothers took away all his furniture that night.
他那天晚上就躺在这个什么都没有的地板上面。
So the missionary lay in this bare floor.
他只能在那里好好祷告，他说主，我顺服了，我翻了。但是这是这个结果，我老早告诉你就是这个结果。
He could only lay there to pray that, Lord, I obey you, but I knew this would be the result.
他有没有赞美我忘记了，反正就是他就是那天晚上是很难过就对了。
I don't remember if he praised the Lord or not, but he was in much suffering that night.
但是没有想到天还没有亮啊，然后就听到外面很大的吵声，轰轰轰都过来了。
But he never imagined that even before the dawn came, but he heard a great noise.
他们来敲门啊。
And someone knocked his door.
他们把搬去的家具通通搬回来。
They returned all of the furniture to him.
因为什么？神大大的责备他们。
责备。
神大大的责备。
rebuke。
搬他
的。Because the Lord rebuked all those who took away his furniture.
你知道，遵守神的命令，有时候会遇到类似这样的情况。
You know that when we follow Lord's commandments, sometimes we will encounter a similar situation.
所以圣灵有时候给我们一个环境是，我们从理性上我们觉得说这是不合理的。
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit gave us a circumstances, in our logic we think it's not reasonable.
这是我不能接受，这是要损失的。
This is something I cannot accept. This we will bear the loss.
但主说你爱我吗？
But the Lord says, Do you love me?
你爱我。
Do you love me?
刚才我提的那个老弟兄，他受尽就是要损失的。
The elderly brother I mentioned about that, as soon as he got baptized, he will bear the loss.
但是主就是说，主你爱我吗？没有，不主你，如果你爱我，如果不胜过爱你的父母，你不配做我的门徒。
But the Lord asks us, do we love him? If we love him, do not love.If we love our father and mother more than love our Lord, then we are not worthy to be his disciples.
所以这里圣灵会把我们带到这个主给命令来经历神的爱的这一面。
So the Holy Spirit will guide us into this aspect about when the Lord gives commandments, then we experience his love.
但是我们一旦顺服了，遵守他的命令，神的显现，主的显现就很丰富。
But as soon as we obey his commandments, then the manifestation of the Lord becomes so abundant.
然后下面又讲了一个说什么？ 在二三节说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的话，我的道就是我的话，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里与他同住。
And verse 23 says, Jesus answered and said to them, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
所以这里讲的是神其他神一切的话。
So here talks about all the words of God.
神用他的命令，主用他的命令跟他的话，我们怎么看待他的话？如果我们愿意遵守他的话，就很容易进入爱的交通。
Lord uses His commandments and His words. So how do we see about His words? If we do follow His words, then it's very easy for us to enter into the fellowship of love.
并且呢，这个爱的交通带来主的显现，带来主的同住同在。
And this fellowship of love brings out the manifestation of the Lord and brings out the abiding together with the Lord.
所以如果我们缺少这样的一个经历的话，如果我们对主的话、对主的命令尚且都不太关心的话，那我们要进入这新约的服事就特别困难。
If we lack this experience, if we don't really pay much attention to Lord's commandments and His words, then it's very difficult for us to enter into the ministration of the New Testament.
所以这里圣灵要把我们带到这个实际里面去。
So the Holy Spirit will guide us into all this reality.
还有另外一面呢，我把简单解释为光的这方面的经历。
And the other level is the experience of the light.
也就是说，圣灵要将一切的事指教我们，要教我们。
That's the Holy Spirit will teach us all things.
你知道，我们常常去找别人教我们。
Oftentimes we ask other people to teach us.
我们有没有到主面前去，一而再、再而三的等候主的教导，仰望主的教导呢？
Have we ever gone toward the Lord and over again wait and also wait and wait for His teaching?
你如果愿意让主教，如果我们是一个受教的，愿意让主教，就会这个经历就会很丰富。
If we are willing to be taught by the Lord, then this we will have much experience about this.
这我读到这个的时候，对我自己是很有益处的。
And this is really beneficial to me when I read this.
因为我在学生时代，我是一个不问问题的人。
When I was a student, I never asked questions.
因为呢，好像告诉人家不会是很羞耻的事。
Because I think it's shameful if I tell others I don't understand.
所以我在学生时代没有信主，所以也没经历到得这个好处。我还没信主，在学生时代还没信主。
所以没有经历。
没有经历。
Because when I was a student, I did not believe the Lord, so I was not able to experience this beneficiary.
但是虽然是这样子，但是呢，我信主之后，主的确在许许多多我需要被教的上面教我。
But because this is a fact, so after I believed the Lord, then the Lord was able to tell me on all things I need to be taught.
你知道，你如果经历主亲自被主教过。
If you have the experience of being taught by the Lord,
那我们如果跟弟兄姊妹一起来认识主的时候，我们就不会强迫弟兄姊妹一定要这样，一定要那样。
Then when we together to know the Lord with our brothers and sisters, then we will not force brothers and sisters to do certain things.
就是我们的孩子，我们也会把它变成掐在桌，你一定要这样干，一定非这样不可。
And even with our children, we will not force them to do certain things.
因为这个被教的是需要经历的。
For being taught has to be experienced.
许多时候是我们不经历到一个程度，我们不知道主这样教我们，这样才是真正最宝贵的。
But it's that we don't have the experience, so therefore we don't realize it's so precious to be taught by the Lord.
还有另外一个，我常常觉得特别对我是特别好处的，就是想起一切主所说过的话。
And another thing so profitable to me is that to bring all things to our memory, what the Lord has said.
对我这个记忆力不好的人是特别有益处。
It's so profitable to me as I'm someone who don't have good memory.
而且我也不怕我老了。
And I'm not afraid when I get old.
你知道，有人说他老了记忆力不好。
Some people say they are old, so therefore they don't have good memory.
我从小记忆力就不好。
I was really not in good memory since I was young.
所以要叫我靠记忆力跟随主，那我就不用跟了。
If I have to follow the Lord with my own memory, then I really don't have to follow anymore.
就是记不得嘛。
Because I cannot remember.
刚刚看了，马上一转眼就忘记了。
I just read it, but immediately I forgot.
所以我对那些很会背的人，我是很敬佩的，因为我没有这个能力。
Actually, I truly admire those who are able to memorize things.
但是呢，主说什么？我要叫你想起。
But the Lord says, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
这个不是说你不要读圣经哈，你还是要读圣经，但是什么？我读圣经忘记了，但是主叫我想起。
It's not to say you don't read the Bible, but it's after you read the Bible, even if you forget, then the Lord will bring all things to your memory.
我用我的心去读圣经，我的头脑不记得，但我的心有存的东西。
I read the Bible with my heart, even though my mind cannot remember, but my heart restores all these.
所以圣灵要叫我们想起。
So the Holy Spirit will let us remember.
我不能跟大家讲故事了，对吧？因为这个我经历这很多啊，就是到的时候呢，主就有个话出来，你知道，就是叫你想起主说过的话。
Although I cannot share all the stories with you, but I have much experience when certain circumstances comes, but the Lord would let us remember what He has said.
然后另外呢，这个主把平安给我们。
And also the Lord gives us peace.
你要带到平安里面去。
We should be brought to His peace.
主的同在就蛮有平安。
And God's presence is with peace.
住在主里面就有平安。
To abide in the Lord has peace.
许多时候在最危难、最艰难，甚至最危险的环境中，但主把平安给我们。
In the most challenging, difficult, and dangerous situation, but the Lord gives us His peace.
这个平安呢，叫我们不害怕。
And this peace will make us not afraid.
这平安呢，叫我们不要落在忧虑里面。
And this kind of peace will make our heart not troubled.
有多少的环境是叫我们忧虑的？
There are so many circumstances make us feel grief and trouble.
有多少我们遇到的情况，别人不知道，但是我们心里满了忧虑。
There are so many situations, even though other people do not know, but as we encounter, we are full of trouble and grief.
但是你住在主里面，你跟主有个对的关系，圣灵就把平安给你。
But if we abide in the Lord, when we have the right relationship, then the Holy Spirit gives us peace.
你知道，如果我们这一个人是满有忧愁的人，我们到了任何人面前，我们都是把忧愁带给别人。
If ourselves are full of worry, then when we encounter people, then we bring out this worrisome to people.
如果我们里面是充满了害怕，我们到了任何地方去，碰到人就是把我的害怕变成他的害怕。
If we are full of fear, then when wherever we go, whoever we encounter, we bring out this fear to other people.
但主要借着保惠师把我们带到平安里面去，让我们没有忧愁，没有害怕。
But through the Comforter, the Lord will guide us into peace. Therefore, there's no more worry and no more fear.
而且不但没有害怕，甚至要把我们带进喜乐，这是主的喜乐，而不是我自己的喜乐。
Not only without fear, but also and the Lord will guide us into joy, which is His joy, not my own joy.
而且圣灵要带我们经历到什么？主是预先知道事情，主是预先知道一切，所以主会预，他会把我们预先这样的带领。
And the Holy Spirit would let experience that the Lord has already foreknown things and He already knows everything, therefore He guides us this way.
我记得我要进美国之前，那个要求了一件事情。
I remember before I came to the United States, I asked for one thing.
就是我拿到绿卡我才进来。
That is, I would not come to the States until I after I received the green card.
当时主把这样的想法给我，我完全不知道为什么。
When the Lord gave me such thought, at that time I did not know why.
我只知道主告诉我说，拿到律法才去。
I only know the Lord tells me, go after you receive the green card.
那我也不知道办绿卡是多困难，或者有什么各种的问题，我都不知道。
And at that time I did not know how difficult it was to apply for green card or all other issues.
我只知道说，主告诉我说，拿到绿卡，办绿卡。不拜律法就不用谈，没有律法不用去。
I only know that the Lord told me do not go unless you have the green card.
好，果然我拿到了绿卡，我进来了。
So I did get green card and then I came to the States.
我 99年10月进来。
I came to the United States in October 1999.
2000年，就是几个月之后，2000年的二月份。
So after several months in February 2000.
我妈打电话给我说，她最好的朋友的丈夫现在肝癌非常的严重。
My mom called me to say her best friend's husband is in serious health situation due to liver cancer.
她说你请你们为他祷告，好，我就为他祷告。
So please pray for him.
就没想到不到一个月去世了。
And then we never thought that he passed away within one month.
我妈妈说，你无论如何，你一定要回台湾一趟。
And my mom asked me, no matter what, you have to come back to Taiwan.
当我坐飞机往台湾去的时候，我明白了，主为什么要我拿律法。
On the way, on the flight to Taiwan, then I understand why did the Lord want me to get green card.
因为我如果没有那个身份的话，我不可能跑来跑去的。
Because without green card, I was not able to travel back and forth.
在头几年，我一年要去两次，或者更多。
In the beginning, I had to go back to Taiwan maybe 2 times a year or even more.
我怎么知道要发生这些东西？
How did I know such things would happen?
我不知道。
I did not know.
但是主要在圣灵里面教我。
But the Lord taught me in the Holy Spirit.
我告诉你做这样，你不懂。
He asked me to do this.
但是呢
you won't understand.
我告诉你就是要做这样。
But he told me I have to do this.
等到了那个环境的时候，哇，主果然是事先都知道。
And when the circumstances come, then I know that the Lord has already foreknown.
所以我们在圣灵里面是会经历很奇妙的事情。
So in the Holy Spirit, we experience many wonderful things.
有的东西你事先可以解释，有的东西事先不能解释的。
Some things we could explain beforehand, but sometimes we could not.
所以我们千万不要把主限制在说，通通在我可以解释的范围。
So do not limit our Lord within this boundary which I can explain.
你要限制在这个范围的话，那个圣灵奇妙的工作，你就没有什么经历。
If you limit our Lord within this boundary, then you cannot experience the wonderful work experience of the Holy Spirit.
好，因为时间缘故，我要快快讲一点哈。
Because of time, I need to speed up.
那第十五章呢，就讲到主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And chapter 15 talks about our Lord is the vine, we are the branches.
那我们如果跟他有个正常的关系，正常的住的关系呢？这个枝子呢，它就要多结果子。
If we have this normal abiding relationship with the Lord, then this branch will bear much fruit.
所以我们如果会结果子，是生命长出来的，而不是用人的办法做出来的。
So if we're able to bear fruit, it's because the growth of life, and it has nothing to do with man's own ways.
那在这个结果子的过程，或者是成长的过程呢，这里特别强调就是从 logos 的话。的得着变成到 Rhema 的话的那样的经历。
So in the process of bearing fruit, especially here talks about from gaining the logos, the words, to the experience of Rhema.
也就是说，从有原则性、字面的、有条理的话，从主那里得着，然后主借着圣灵、主借着生命的经历，把我们带到那个生命经历的话。
That is from the letters, from the logic of the words which we receive, and through the working of the experience of the Holy Spirit, then the Lord guide us into the experience.
因为当变成有生命经历的时候，生命长出来，果子就也跟着长出来。
When we have the experience of the life, then the life grows and also fruit comes out.
所以多结果子，父神就得荣耀。
So the more we bear fruit, the more Father receives glory.
然后在这个十五章的另外一段就讲到说，这个我们跟主的关系，从是主的仆人要变成主的朋友。
And in chapter 15 talks about our relationship with the Lord should change from being His servants to become His friends.
所以这里面很重要的怎么样说，这个变成他的朋友呢，也就是主会跟我们无所不谈。
And it's so important that as we become His friends, then our Lord would tell us everything.
变成主的朋友是一个爱的关系。
To become Lord's friend is the relationship of love.
所以我们常常喜欢谈爱，谈爱，谈爱。
So often we talk about love.
那我们跟主有没有亲密到这个地步？
So is our relationship so intimate with the Lord to such point?
我们爱主, 主也爱我们。
We love the Lord and the Lord loves us.
所以我们在主面前完全没有隐瞒, 我们愿意遵守他的命令, 我们愿意遵守他的话。
So before the Lord, we do not hide anything. We're willing to follow His commandments and His words.
然后主对我们也不隐瞒。
And also, Lord does not hide anything from us.
凡我们需要知道的, 主都会告诉我们。 当朋友的交往，你知道朋友那个最好的朋友的那个关系。
Just like the relationship as best friends, the Lord tells us everything that we need to know.
你知道主讲到这个之后，还讲什么？你们要弟兄相爱。
So after the Lord said this, then He told us, "You have to love one another."
13章开始，主帮门徒洗脚说，你们要弟兄相爱，所以你们要彼此洗脚。
Beginning of chapter 13, because our Lord washed disciples' feet, and therefore the Lord says you also have to love one another and love
and wash each other's feet. 然后再讲说,
and the end of chapter 15 talks about that because to become best friends, that's the relationship of love, and then it says you have to love one another.
所以弟兄相爱是建立在 主丰满的同在里面。
So brotherly love is based on the riches of the presence of the Lord.
是建立在天父与神儿子那个亲密的关系里面。
It's based on this intimate relationship of the Father and Son.
缺少这个关系，弟兄相爱只是空谈。
Without this relationship, talking about loving one another is all in vain.
有这个关系，爱弟兄就没有半点的缘由。
So with this relationship, then that actually there's no other reason to say to we don't love one another.
有这个关系，弟兄有什么需要，不管是物质的需要、属灵的需要，我们会受父的带领来做一个供应者。
And with this relationship, if we see any brother in need, whether it's materially or anything else, then we're able to provide by the source from Father.
然后主要把这个实际。 坐在这个世界当中,
then the Lord would do make this an actuality work amongst the world.
所以主说，你们若彼此相爱，就是我的门徒了。So
the Lord says that if you love one another, then you are my disciples.
世界会恨你们。The
world will hate you.
但是不管世界怎么恨你们，但世界看在你们身上有一个世界上没有的东西，就是神的同在。神，你们跟神有一个丰满的同在，你们之间充满了神的。 运行同在的运行。
Even though the world will hate you, but among you there is something there's the world will see that they don't have. For because you have the presence of the Lord, and therefore you love one another.
那个时候，神要招来的人看见了，他就会过来。
So at that time, for those people, God will have to gather. When they see this, then they gather together.
所以，主不但是这样告诉他们。 主也为他们祷告。
So the Lord not only tell them this, but the Lord pray for them.
所以17章就是主的祷告。
So chapter 17 is the prayers of the Lord.
弟兄相爱要变成弟兄之间的关系，弟兄之间的互动，要是天父与神儿子之间的关系，天父与神儿子之间的互动的延续。
So the brotherly love will have to be the continuation of the relationship between father and son and also the interaction between father and son.
所以主为我们祷告就是我们的合一，我们的相爱就像天父与神儿子的合一一样。
So our Lord prays that our oneness and our loving one another is just like the oneness and love between father and son.
这些在人不能，在神凡事都能。
All these men cannot do, but with God, nothing is impossible.
如果我们愿意把自己奉献交托在主的手中,
if we are willing to offer ourselves unto the hands of God,
我们就比较快能够经历这个东西。
Then it can be faster we experience all these.
如果我们不愿意奉献, 主还是要成就这件事。
If we are not willing to offer, but the Lord will still accomplish this.
只是我们可能像那个枝子不连在葡萄树上面，我们是枯干的。
But it might be just like the branch not connected to the vine, we are withered.
不但是枯干的, 而且是在状况外的。
Not only wither, but actually we are outside the situation.
枝子不连在葡萄树，所以在那个葡萄树上面那个枝子在那发生什么生命的事情，那个不连在上面是完全不知道的。
Because the branch is not connected to the vine, so whatever life is happening within the vine, this branch not connected doesn't even know what's going on.
希望我们能够都被带到神的荣耀里面去。
So do pray that we can all be led into the glory of the Lord.
不要做那个状况外的，也不要做那个枯干的那个枝子。
Let us not be the branch that's outside the situation and not the one that's withered.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back to you.
你看为好，给我们回头的亮光。
If you do feel those words are good, do give us the light as we look back.
愿你圣灵做超过人所说的话的一切的丰富的工作。
Do pray the Holy Spirit do the work that's exceeding man's words.
愿你荣耀的心意是怎样，你怜悯我们，能够被你做成你所要做成的。
How your glorious will is, do pray that you have mercy upon us so we can be worked upon until your accomplishment.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.